Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So you talk about in your book that you do a lot of due diligence. So you're talking about looking at the lease rates, comparing, making sure, doing your due diligence in terms of property condition. Is there any other specific things that you do?
Those are the main ones. And looking for competition, are there competitive buildings about to be built in the area? Population trends, what's happening, employment growth, where in which direction is the dollar rolling, is it up or down? And when you have great amenities nearby, transportation, hospitals, schools, and go on and on and on. And one of my properties, we're working on doing a development with a very prominent development group, and they chose our acreage. We have some acres that are vacant. They chose our property because right in front of their development will be some of the best restaurants in the city of Scottsdale. So now all of a sudden what these people have when they build their apartments is amenities, built-in amenities for their tenants. Wow. It'll make their apartments more appealing, because they can walk out their front door, walk 100 feet and go to some of the best bars and restaurants in Scottsdale.
Wow.
Amenities.
You look at basically their community plan and see what kind of things they're going to build around that area.
Correct.
Nice. And then you get that information through your team that you're working with.
I'm so lucky to have a great team.
All about the team.
That's what team. I told you, it took me a long time to learn how to deploy capital, and along the way, I surrounded myself with great people, advisors.
Any tips on that? On how to find great team members or
treat them well? You get what you give. You treat people well, you get good people. Nice. That's really and you know, I learned something just recently from a fella, which he said, you know, when you're hiring people, it's okay to pay them a bit more. It may not mean much to you, but it means a lot to that individual. So I don't know which way you want to call it, good or bad. I have a habit of erring on a little extra money for our staff and people around us.
Wow, that's a great attitude.
Thank you.
When you give them that extra little bit, it just makes them work like significantly much harder.
It may. I mean, listen, from the way he explained it, I didn't realize I was doing the same thing. He explained it to me that, hey, look, it may not mean much to you, or it may, but usually it doesn't if you have a successful business. But it means a lot to a young person, to a family man that's maybe trying to put his kids through college or school or what have you. You know, a little extra goes a long ways. And if it results in harder work, great. But
have you seen it, the performance, where back in the old days to now?
Gary, when people work for me, I expect them to do their best.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to pay someone extra to get better, they're not for me.
Yeah, that's true.
When they come in the morning, I'm expecting them to do their very, very, very best, period. So.
That's a good attitude, huh?
Well, I do my best. Why shouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. So I would consider you a seasoned investor in multiple asset classes. But what is your favorite asset class to invest in and why?
Gosh, Gary, that's a tough question because, as you know, I invest in
multiple things.
In startups and technology companies and real estate. I have to tell you, and notwithstanding the fact that we've enjoyed such tremendous returns over the last little while, real estate is quickly becoming a real joy for me, more so perhaps than my technology investments. Now, having said that, the opportunity is significant in any kind of investment. It's just depends on what you want to focus on. I've chosen to focus on investments in technology companies, and I love doing it. I enjoy it. it's not work. When I come to work, it's a treat.
Yeah.
So I put up my feet and have fun all day long.
Do you have one that you like more, a little bit more than the other, or you're kind of like
which
pros
is my,
and cons?
Which
or?
Is my favorite child? Yeah. Is that what you're asking? No, yeah. They're all good.
Okay.
They're all good. And at the end of the day, it's all about impact.
Yeah.
You mentioned that earlier, impact investing. I invested in Solar Window, for example, because I want to make an impact. You know, listen, with RenovaCare, with the skin gun, gosh, I can't think of any more impact than helping someone's health. I can't think of any.
Especially the burn victims.
It's probably the most.
You know, revolutionized the industry.
Well, fingers crossed, we got a long ways to go. To date, the patients were treated experimentally. You know, I think it has a lot of potential. That's why I've invested so much of my time and energy in RenovaCare.
That's great.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.